Shkoyach, good morning all. That was life and fast forward, though. Yeah, I could talk for 10 minutes now. We are up to talking about Hilchos Tevilas Kelim, which of course is very exciting, specifically when we have our Rabbi Shaya Klimnik Kelim Mikveh here to discuss these halachos. So what needs to be tovled exactly? So the very simple explanation of what needs to be tovled is as follows. Something that is metal or glass needs to be tovled with a bracha, and that is it. There are additional shitos, there are different additional opinions that talk about perhaps other things, maybe porcelain that's glazed or china that's glazed, but at the end of the day, metal or glass is what requires tevila, and it's not ever appropriate to say, well, you know, I have like a one-time use without tovaling it, and then I can tovel it after. No, our rabbis tell us that whether you put hot food or cold food on the kli, it must be toveled, so you should not be used at all until you actually have a tevilas kelim, which again, now that we have our mikvah, so when 24-6 should never be a problem. There is a slight misunderstanding of, let's say, it's an old kli, right? Let's say you've got it from one of our beautiful Rochester pre-used stores or whatever, And so the kli that you are purchasing is 75 years old. So you say it's an old kli. Why should it have to be toveled? Well, the answer is that we tovel things that were owned by non-Jewish people, and then they have been acquired now by a Jewish person. That's what needs to be toveled. And the very simple, let's call it the least offensive way for 2023 to explain why Tevilas Kelim needs to be done is because, as a general rule, we understand that there is more Kedusha, there's more holiness among the Jewish people. So when it transfers this forms of holiness, so we say that it has to be toveled. So no matter how old the kli is, as long as it's owned by a non-Jewish person, it has to be toveled. There is a halacha, and people use it as a leniency at times, that is, if you borrow or rent a kli from a non-Jewish person and you don't take ownership of it yourself, you are not actually obligated to tovel it. So what that means is twofold. Let's say you're having a big dinner or whatever, and you want to borrow some glasses from some random company, so there would be no obligation to tovel those glasses. But more so, what people do rely on as a leniency at times is when, let's say, you're in a pinch, and again, nowadays it's not as relevant, because we have our Rabbi Shaya Klim Nekele Mikveh. But in times when we didn't have the mikveh, and it's, you know, 25 minutes before Shabbos in Rochester, and you just bought a new pot because your old pot, I don't know, was broken somehow. And so what do you do? So there are those who rely on a leniency to say that you could rent that pot, or rather give that pot over to your non-Jewish neighbor and say, hey, buddy, can I borrow that back? And once he says yes, so you'd be able to borrow that back without actually tobeling at all. So that would be a leniency that some rely on, that again, maybe you could rely on if you go away somewhere, but never anymore in Rochester. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.